Hello, hello. I would like to introduce myself to you. My name is Stacy James, and I am an independent senior national sales director with Mary Kay. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, it is most likely because you are a brand new independent beauty consultant with Mary Kay. And if that is the case, then I want to offer you a congratulations. And I want you to know that that wish is very heartfelt because I know the potential that is lying before you. And I know the horizons that can be expanded, the self-growth and the self-confidence that will be strengthened, and the financial independence that is absolutely possible. And I have literally watched thousands of lives become tremendously enhanced, not only because of this business opportunity, but also because of the positive influence of the women who are associated with this company. And definitely because of the influence of one specific woman named Mary Kay Ash, who started this company in 1963, and she had a dream in her heart. And the dream in her heart was to enrich the lives of women. And the dream in her heart was to be used by the Lord to help women truly understand that they have God-given talents and God-given potential. You see, Mary Kay created this unique business with a twofold foundation, a marketing plan that would allow women upward mobility and advancement, and to provide women the means to own their own businesses and yet have a corporation that would supply them with a product, the education, support, tools, everything necessary to become a great success. Because Mary Kay knew that you could have the most premier business opportunity available, and if the woman who is considering this opportunity did not have the confidence to see herself as a success story in the making, then she would not even try. So the second facet of this business that really is what's quite incredible is that Mary Kay created an atmosphere. And it is an atmosphere of great support, of encouragement, positivity, and the belief that can aid every type of woman, no matter her age, her background, or her education. Because Mary Kay has taught us that if you focus on an individual's strengths, then her strengths will get stronger and her weaknesses will become less apparent. If you see a woman as she can be, and you believe in that potential, and you treat her accordingly, then she will become the person that you see. When I began my business, it was in 1981, and my sales director shared with me some wonderful insights and some concepts that made a big difference. She explained to me that you can build your business on hobby hours, but with a hobby mentality, you can make some extra cash here and some extra cash there. But Stacy, you build your business on hobby hours, meaning part-time hours on a consistent basis, but change the mentality around to a business mentality. Then you can learn how to work smart instead of hard, and you can learn how to use your time much more efficiently, thus giving you way more freedom and way more flexibility. That made a huge impact on me, and I believe it made a big difference on getting off on the right foot, helped give me a positive direction. Now, what I have learned through my business in Mary Kay is that there is a prescription for success, and there's definitely a flow to this opportunity. I don't want for you to stop and start and stop and start. The flow I'm referring to is that I want to help you multiply your efforts so this business will continually grow for you, because this is a business that is based on integrity, and it's a business that is based on the golden rule of giving and not necessarily the focus of getting. Because it's the business that when you walk into a skincare class, your intentions are to be directed toward helping those women and helping them to feel good about themselves. Mary Kay Ash has always taught us to remember that every woman has an invisible sign around her neck, and that sign says, "Make me feel important, please." She has also taught us that with her lessons in leadership and her entrepreneurial understanding, that when you walk into that skincare class with the motivation just to push a product and put cash in your pocket, those women can sense it. But if you arrive to serve and to validate and to care, then you are going to earn trust. And a business built on a foundation of trust is a business that will flourish. And I truly feel that a skincare class is the foundation of how your business is going to grow. Because The home class environment is an absolutely amazing thing. Actually, it is a genius marketing strategy because the atmosphere of a class is a comfortable one to the women who are there. It is familiar to them. It is someone's home. And the hostess has invited her friends into that skincare class. And she has invited friends from all different arenas and influences in her life. And as a result, that is going to provide you with a tremendous diversity. In addition to the fact that you would have not met those five women had it not been for that class. So you see, you start with one woman that you know. One woman you know who invites in five women that she knows that you don't know. And those women will schedule classes from that class because the other invisible sign that women have around their neck is, what's in it for me? You see, women schedule classes from classes because they've now had the opportunity to try this incredible product, and they usually want more than they're purchasing at that moment. So they're very motivated to get some more free stuff. And how you get free stuff is you become a hostess yourself and have a skincare class and invite in your friends. When you learn to schedule classes from classes, then you will always be in business. You will always have bookings, you will always have appointments scheduled, and you will continually be holding classes that are going to generate more future business for you. And we teach you how to do those things. That is part of the ongoing education that is provided for you at your weekly success meetings. And that's another great advantage to our Mary Kay business. That is that we as independent sales directors provide weekly success meetings, and attending weekly meetings is definitely part of the prescription for success. There are not many businesses that you can be in and be in business for yourself, and yet you are never by yourself. So plug yourself in every single week to a success meeting that is local to you, because you do become like the people that you surround yourself with in life. And I remember when I attended my very first success meeting. In fact, I jumped right into this business. I hadn't ever tried the product. I hadn't ever been to a skincare class before. I didn't even know anyone who was using the products. I became a consultant because of the marketing plan. And then I attended my first success meeting. And when I came home from that meeting, I will never forget it because my husband, Brian, was waiting in the doorway for me. And he said, "So how was it?" And I said, "Brian, those women are weird." And his reaction was, "Well, that's just great, Stacy. That's great. I mean, you needed to do this business. You needed to become a consultant. And now the women are weird." And I said, "Brian, you know, they smile all the time. And they even hug each other. And they applaud each other for their achievements." But what I learned from that atmosphere is that I was very uncomfortable in that point in my life, being around excited, happy people who are making positive changes in their life. And what dawned on me is that it made me even more uncomfortable in realizing the fact that in my teaching position and my background, when we were in the break room with the other teachers, no one was smiling, and they certainly were not hugging each other. And actually, a lot of complaining was going on, complaining about the kids, complaining about the administration, complaining about the other teachers. And sometimes when you become like the people that you're surrounded with, you don't even know that you are becoming like that. So the benefit to me in attending those meetings is that I realized the women in this company are not weird at all. They have learned some incredible life skills that I needed to learn. And one of those skills and understandings and perceptions is that you choose to be happy anyway. And that doesn't mean that you don't have difficulties in your life or frustrations, disappointments, or even crisis. It just means that you choose to be happy anyway. When you wake up and you say today is going to be a great day, that doesn't depend on what is going to happen to you that day. It is depending on the fact that you choose that it's going to be a great day regardless. So what happened to me is that I kept going back to those success meetings. And what's even better news is that I became just like them. And the benefit to me has made such a positive impact on my life and the life of my family that I will be forever grateful. So now let's go back to the magic of that skincare class. Well, we're talking about the environment again. It's that emotionally charged atmosphere. You see, Women are sitting around a table for about an hour and they get an opportunity to let down and to relax. And you are providing them with that opportunity to pamper themselves, to nurture themselves. They get an opportunity to look into a mirror and not think about anything else that is going on in their life except their beautiful face. And they don't have to rely on what you say to give them proof that this product is great, because they get to put their fingers in it and feel it and see it and put it on their face, and they watch the transformation in the mirror. And as a result of that transformation, they want that product. And the height of their emotion and their desire to buy, and buy lots, is that moment. So from this point on, what I want to share with you is information regarding your option as an independent beauty consultant to have product on hand. It is a privilege to have this option. However, I want you to know that the only thing necessary for you to invest in to become an independent Mary Kay beauty consultant is the starter kit. It is entirely your personal decision of whether you would like to have a stock of inventory on hand or if you'd like to run your business on an as-order basis. How much product and what products you choose to have in stock is your personal decision also. I am just going to provide for you information and my personal advice. Since cosmetics are an emotional buy, and those women become attached to that product at that skincare class, if you have the collections of product readily available for them, they will buy more. They will buy more because they are excited and they want to take it home immediately. I remember saying to my husband, Brian, you know, maybe what I should do is I should teach some skincare classes and get a feel for how much product I will sell and then make a decision on how much inventory I want to stock. And his response to me was, Stacy, why in the world would you do that? Isn't the purpose of holding skincare classes so that women can try the product and then buy the product? And why would you hold a class and have nothing on hand to sell? This kind of business creates impulse buying, and you're never going to know how much you would have sold had you had the product there. That is like opening up a grocery store with no groceries on the shelf. You see, the fact is that women want it now, and they are not likely to give you a credit card number if they're not going to be taking something home. They are more likely to give you a credit card number if they are taking home an armful of goodies to play with and use immediately. Another consideration is that if they make a decision to invest in this product and they go home without it, and their husband tells them that the utility bill is more than normal, they may be likely to call you and downsize their order. But if they have that product in their hand, they are not going to call you back and downsize anything. They've got it there. It's already been spent. It's in their hands. As an independent beauty consultant myself, I wanted to offer on-the-spot delivery, because I didn't have a lot of extra time at that point in my life. I was teaching school full-time, and Brian was in college full-time, and our daughter Jennifer was 4 years old, and she was in daycare. And I was doing bulletin boards and grading papers in the evening. The ability to utilize my time wisely was such a benefit. And if I could give that product to them right there at that skincare class, then I didn't need to go home, order more products, wait for the product to be delivered, then take that product and deliver it to all of my customers who are waiting for it. I didn't want to be driving around half of the day delivering product all over town. I would have rather taught a skincare class during that time and made extra income. Now, in Mary Kay, what we do is that we all order product directly from the company, and we purchase the product at the wholesale amount, and then we sell it to our customers at the retail amount. An example would be that if you purchase the product for $1, then you would sell it for $2. If you would choose to invest in $3,000 worth of wholesale product and decide to sell that product for $6,000, you would be doubling your money. So the exciting psychological aspect of this business is that when you have product on your shelf and you have a stock of inventory, you know, it's like an instant cash machine. Because every time that product comes off the shelf and every time you sell a product at a skincare class, you will be doubling the money that you invested. And that is an exciting process. You see, when we have a full stock of product on our shelves, we are motivated to book appointments and schedule classes and facials, in addition to the fact that having the product on hand helped me feel more secure, because when I was teaching school and our car would break down, or maybe I needed to take Jennifer to the doctor or anything unexpected would come up, I didn't have the money. When I began my Mary Kay business, it became very comforting to me to know that I could simply schedule a skincare class and have the ability to generate more income for my family. Having enough product on hand means that you do not deplete all of your inventory as you sell it and then fill your shelves back up and then deplete it again. The purpose of inventory is that you always have a consistent stock of product, enough product to service the wants of your customers at the skincare classes, in addition to having product on your shelf to service your reorder business. Because selling a consumable product is a very wonderful thing when you teach a skincare class, and that class generates about $200 in sales, half of that would be your profit, and that money goes into your pocket. The other half is what we call our restocking money. You can take that money and reinvest it back into products so that you can restock what you just sold off your shelf. That way you will consistently retain a full working inventory. What I'd like to do for you right now is to paint a working scenario for you. As a new consultant, I personally held 3 skincare classes a week. And 3 classes is normally less than 10 hours a week. I held my classes all in one day. I held them on Sunday. One at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and the last one at 8 o'clock. And my first goal was to walk out of that very first skincare class for the day with my next 3 classes for the following Sunday already scheduled. My second goal was to have at least half of the women at each class invest in the Miracle Set. The Miracle Set is the foundation to our product line. Mary Kay is famous for skincare. The Miracle Set includes our TimeWise 3-in-1 cleanser, our TimeWise age-fighting moisturizer, foundation, and 2 of our fabulous supplemental skincare products, our Day Solution with Sunscreen SPF 15 and our Night Solution, which improves the texture of your skin. The Miracle Set suggested retail starts at $102. So just 2 women at a class purchasing the Miracle Set would be over $200 in products sold. With just 3 skincare classes and an average of $200 in retail products sold, that would be $600 worth of retail products sold for the week. With 4 weeks worth of that amount of activity and that amount of average in sales, that would be about $2,400 worth of retail product sold for the month. $1,200 will be your restocking money because you just sold that product off your shelf and you're going to want to restock it back on. And the other $1,200 is going to be your earnings. That money can go toward your bills or mortgage, vacation, wardrobe, or investments. When you consider that when I was teaching school and my full-time income was only $800 take-home a month, and that my Mary Kay income part-time was averaging about $1,200 a month, Brian and I discovered very quickly that an extra $1,000 a month applied toward bills can make a much bigger impact on debt reduction than just an extra couple hundred dollars. You see, my financial situation when I started my Mary Kay business, and the purpose of this is to give everyone listening great hope, because ours is truly a rags-to-riches story. We were very, very far in debt. We had 4 charge cards that were charged to the limit, and we were paying on 2 student loans, a car payment on a car that had a hole in the floorboard and was always breaking down, and rent on a 2-bedroom apartment that had gross yellow carpeting, avocado-colored kitchen appliances. And then, of course, we had groceries and daycare and insurance and the same things that everybody else has. And our bills for the month came to about $1,200. And since Brian was in college full-time, we were living on my teaching income. And as you can tell from that picture, we were not making ends meet on a monthly basis. And it is obvious that one of the main reasons that I began as an independent beauty consultant was so that I could make more money and so that I could pay our bills more comfortably. When I initially looked at this marketing plan, it was obvious to me that the possibilities for earning an advancement was absolutely tremendous. And I think one of the reasons why that was obvious to me is that my father had been in sales all of his life. And he had told me, if you're ever going to sell something, make certain that there is a need for your product or your service. that a tangible product is much easier to sell than an intangible product, and that a consumable product will build a strong residual income. There are also monthly commission checks that are published in our Applause magazine. And I remember looking at that magazine and thinking, if there are this many women that are making this much money, then something must be working. You see, I was raised to believe that if other people could do it, so could I. And oftentimes when women start in their Mary Kay business, they don't have that belief. That is why that atmosphere of support and recognition can make such a difference in your gaining more confidence in yourself and realizing if they can do it, so can you. This is an opportunity where you can build a business by taking lots of small steps that build a foundation that can eventually grow into a very big and profitable business. To give you an idea, at the time of this taping, I have personally earned over $3 million in my Mary Kay career. I have earned the use of a new Cadillac every other year since 1981, and my husband Brian retired from his full-time position in 1987 at the age of 32, which has provided us with a tremendous amount of freedom and flexibility. And we now have three daughters. Jennifer was 4 years old when I began my business, and then Whitney and Mackenzie both came home from the hospital as brand new babies in pink Cadillacs. Brian and I have literally traveled the world with Mary Kay. We have built our second dream home because of our Mary Kay income, and we have enjoyed checks over $40,000 in 1 month. This is truly a company where dreams do come true. And thank goodness Brian had the foresight when I began my business to want me to have all the advantages of success on my side. He wanted me to be able to go into my very first skincare class and walk out with earnings in my hand. And he wanted my customers to know if they needed something and if they were going to reorder product, they could just call me and tell me what it was that they were out of and I could have it for them. Another key factor in the simplicity of how we sell product is understanding that women love to purchase products in a comfortable atmosphere. They love to try before they buy. They love cosmetics. They love to buy product in sets. Sets eliminate confusion for the customer, and they make her choices of product quick and easy. Instead of the focus being on, would you like to start with product tonight? The focus is on, which set would you like to start with this evening? As a tool to our business, we have a beautiful black shimmer fabric travel roll-up bag. And inside this bag contains four clear zipper pockets that Velcro onto a gorgeous hot fuchsia lining. And each pocket contains a specific set. We refer to the travel roll-up bag as the Beauty Essentials Collection. The first set, which is in the first pocket, would include the Miracle Set, which we went over previously. And the second pocket holds our Color Finishing Set, which includes a Glamour Custom Compact with three eye colors, one cheek color, a lipstick, and the applicators. The Finishing Set also includes mascara, lip and eye pencils, lip gloss, powder, and concealer. Now the third pocket includes the Eye and Lip Savers Sets, which is the Instant Action Eye Cream, Triple Action Eye Enhancer, Oil-Free Eye Makeup Remover, Indulge Soothing Eye Mask, and the Satin Lips and Triple Action Lip Enhancer. Now, the fourth pocket includes our Day Spa Set, which is the Satin Hands Cleansing Gel, Buffing Cream, Extra Emollient Night Cream, Hand Cream, and the TimeWise Visibly Fit Body Lotion. All four pockets together create our Beauty Essentials Collection. And the suggested retail price of this collection is about $370, plus the cost of the bag. My advice is to fill one complete travel roll-up bag for each and every guest at the skincare class. The bag goes under her chair until the end of the class. When you close the class, you will explain the contents in each one of the travel roll-up bag's pockets, and your customers can place the bag in their laps and they can follow along as you refer to the products. But once the customer has her hands on those products, it becomes somewhat challenging for her to part with it, especially that bag that is very enticing. And sometimes the customer chooses to take home the entire bag. If she chooses not to take all of it, she may want to select a combination or one of the pockets alone. She is in control of her decision. You simply provide, display, explain, and allow her to select. But two of the Beauty Essentials collections purchased at one class would generate about $800 in suggested retail products sold at one class. So you can see how the sales at a skincare class can go up and up and up and up. So when Brian and I were brainstorming as to what we wanted to do about inventory, since we had no money to invest, and since I had to waitress for 2 weekends to come up with the money for my starter kit, it was my sales director, Karen, that suggested that maybe and perhaps we could take out a loan to get the inventory. Now, my reaction to that suggestion was purely emotional. I kept thinking, oh, yeah, that's just a great idea. I already have a loan payment that I can't afford. Why in the world would I want another loan payment that I can't afford, even though I knew there was no possibility for me to save up the money for inventory? If I was going to save the money for inventory, we'd still be stowing away pennies at this point in time. But I've also come to understand that you do not postpone success when there's a way that you can do it right now. Most times, success comes to those who make a way or find a way. And Brian reminded me that there are two types of loans. Loans that are debts because you need a job to pay them off, i.e. my car loan, versus an investment loan, which is a loan that would enable you to make more money and thus get out of debt. However, securing a loan was the next challenge we were faced with. It seems that our debt ratio was pretty high and our credit rating was at that time not so great. So we decided to talk with my grandmother, and she did not loan the money directly to us, but what she did is she put the money in a CD in our bank where it would earn interest, and the bank used the CD as collateral so that I could secure a loan in my name and I could rebuild my credit. And as a result of getting that loan and beginning my business with a full stock of inventory, I was able to make money at my very first skincare class that I held. And that made a huge difference for us immediately. You see, my loan payment was about $110 a month, and my Mary Kay income was about $1,200 a month for the first 4 months of my business. And then from that point on, my income increased due to my customers beginning to reorder more product. And then also I began building a team and receiving commissions from the company in addition to my sales earnings. But I deducted my $110 loan payment from my $1,200 monthly income, and in that situation, it left me over $1,000 in Mary Kay earnings that I applied toward our existing debt. And in 6 months, we had paid off all of our charge cards and one of our student loans, and we would have never been able to do that had it not been for my Mary Kay business. So what I'd like to do for you right now is explain the different levels of inventory amounts, how to align the amount of products that I use in filling the travel roll-up bags and the Beauty Essential collections to those different levels. But before I explain this, I would like you to keep in mind that that travel roll-up bag only houses one custom glamour compact, thus only three of the eye colors, one cheek color, and one of the lipstick shades. So what can be helpful for you in investing in inventory and choosing your inventory level is understanding that the color selection package could be a great benefit to you. The color selection package will supply you with an array of velvety MK signature eye colors and cheek colors, in addition to the lip and eye pencils and a store of lipsticks. The color select package would also provide you with a range of the foundation shades. In addition to the products that are included in the Beauty Essentials collections and the items that are included in the color selection package, we have four incredibly and extremely popular specialty items in our line. These four different lines would include our Velocity line, which is geared toward the huge teenage population, and it is a phenomenally booming product line, in addition to our private spa products. And the third one would be our fragrances, and the fourth being our nail color shades. Now, the first three levels of inventory would provide you with enough product to hold three skincare classes a week and service your customers without running out of product on your shelves. These three levels are the 2400 wholesale level, the 3000 level, and the 3600 level of product. I would also want for you to understand that you can select any array or amounts of products that you would like in creating these levels. But what I'm going to explain is these levels based on my personal suggestions for utilizing the travel roll-up bags when merchandising your inventory. The $2,400 level of wholesale product would provide you with enough products to fill 10 travel roll-up bags with the Beauty Essentials collections. And this amount would also include the color selections package, so you'd have enough of the fuller range of colors and shades that you'd like to offer your customers. However, this amount would not include any of the specialty line items. The $3,000 level of wholesale inventory includes enough products also to fill 10 of the travel roll-up bags with the Beauty Essentials collections, and, in addition, the color selection package. With this level, you could also select 2 of the specialty line items to have in stock. Example, you might want to choose the Velocity and perhaps the fragrances. The $3,600 level of wholesale inventory provides you with everything. This level is what we refer to as the full store. 10 of the travel roll-up bags, color selection package, and all 4 of the specialty line collections. That would be the fragrances, the Velocity line, the private spa, and the nail care colors. If you choose to start your business and invest in an inventory amount that is less than the $3,600 level of product on hand, at some future point, you may want to reinvest some of your profits so that you can get yourself and your inventory level up to the $3,600 point, so that you can have enough of the products on hand, including all of the specialty line items on your shelf, because your customers are going to want these products. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to have everything, and I didn't want to invest my profits at a later date back into building it up. I wanted to start with it all. So if you're in a position to begin your business at the $3,600 level of inventory and have a full store, then woohoo for you. That puts you in a position that you can take off and run. When I began my business, I had a friend, and she began her Mary Kay business at the same time. The interesting thing about this story is that she had also opened the doors to a brand new Western store at the same time, because she was a single parent, and the reason she started her Mary Kay business was that it was going to support her and her son while she was launching her store. She was not expecting to make any profit from her Western store for at least 2 years, and she had invested over $80,000 worth of capital, hired employees, had a big lease payment on the property, and had purchased all of her inventory in Western wear. Now, the economy wasn't so great at the time, and her store didn't make it. But needless to say, because of that situation, she ended up with a large supply of belt buckles and jeans in her basement, and Levi's does not buy back jeans. This is what I want for you to think about, because it was the same time that she started. She invested $2,400 in her Mary Kay career, and in 4 years, from the time she began her Mary Kay business, she was earning over $100,000 a year with that opportunity. In Mary Kay, you control how much time you invest in your business. It does not run you. You run it. There are no quotas. There are no territories. Your advancement is entirely up to you. And that allows you not to only have unlimited income potential, but it allows you the freedom to choose the time that you put into your business. Mary Kay's philosophy is to put the Lord first in your life, your family second, and your business third. She has continually reminded us that she created this company so that women could make the money that they desired and they deserved to make without sacrificing what was most important and most precious, to not merely be spectators in our children's lives, to be participators, and that we cannot give our children something that we do not possess ourselves. So that a healthy self-esteem and a healthy personal self-confidence and a strong self-concept can aid our family in their future endeavors of excellence. At this time, I would like for you to talk with your independent sales director about any specials that are going on right now for new consultants with their initial amount of inventory. I want you to get the scoop on the incentive programs that we have in place. Make sure you find out everything that it is that you're entitled to, because the higher level of inventory, the more free stuff that you qualify for. And I also want to explain to you how the sales tax works. You see, when you order product from the company, you will prepay the sales tax on the suggested retail amount that you're going to sell that product for. Example, with a $3,000 level of inventory, you will prepay the tax on the retail amount. And the reason why is that the company remits the sales tax to the appropriate state and local jurisdictions for you. You will recoup what it is that you've prepaid when a sale is made and you've collected the appropriate sales tax. What I want you to keep in mind is that when you're securing a bank loan or if you're utilizing a credit card for your inventory purchase, you'll want to make sure that you add on enough money for the sales tax and also for some Section 2 sales aids. Your independent sales director can further provide you with information and guidance concerning the tools for your success. There are also three smaller amounts of inventory. There is an 1800 wholesale, a 1200, and a 600. These three levels would not include any of the specialty line items or the color selection package. The $1,800 level would be enough product to fill 9 travel roll-up bags with the Beauty Essentials collections. The 1200 would fill 6 bags, and the 600 would provide you with enough product for 3 bags, one for you, one to display, and one to sell. Now, my prayer is that this information that I've shared with you has been helpful to you and provided you with some healthy guidance and some direction. One of my very favorite scriptures is that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is the hope for the future that gives us a renewed vision for this day. And the Mary Kay opportunity has been such a tremendous blessing to me and my family. And I have an incredibly grateful heart. I want to thank you for sharing this time with me, because when we, as national sales directors, have asked Mary Kay what it is that we can do to repay her for all that she's given to us, I can still hear her voice, and I can still see her eyes yet today when she would say, "You are my daughters. Continue to carry my torch, keep my dream alive, and pass it on." And that is why I have made this recording, because it is one way that I can pass it on. God bless.